We welcome to this broadcast a biblical word reflection with Brother Frank, all brothers and sisters worldwide. We are very grateful to God for always giving Brother Frank new strength to proclaim God's revealed word. May he also guide Brother Frank this morning by his Spirit to say what the Lord wants to say to the church. Before that, we read a word of the scripture from Jude, verses 3, 24 and 25. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Verse 24. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Here you go, Brother Frank. We are very thankful to the Lord that we can have these broadcasts, and we have already heard a mighty word. Contend for the faith that was once for all delivered unto the saints. And then also that we may be found blameless before the Lord when he comes to take his own home. We rejoice that everywhere people are listening, that the transmissions are taking place worldwide, that in all languages it can be heard what God has promised for this phase and what he is doing at this present time. We are also very thankful that the meeting in Zurich last Sunday became a great blessing for many. Thanks be to the Lord. God's people are gathering to hear God's word and to be prepared for that glorious day we are all eagerly waiting for. After all, we are looking back on a great many years. I don't want to go into it all the time, but it is 70 years that I have been preaching God's word. It is 60 years since I was directly called to preach the word by God's commission. And you all know that when you reach the age of 89, you then cross over into the age of 90. And that is how the Lord has led it to this day. Brother Branham said in 1963 that he served the Lord for 33 years. And I look back and I have spent 60 years in the direct preaching of the word. Ministering to all the people on earth. It must have become 170 countries after all that I have personally preached to, and the rest have been ministered to by those who have lived in the neighborhood and are still living today. We are just so grateful. And let me say it, dear brothers and sisters, in this Bible, after all, the main thing that has been described is the first phase in the apostles' time of the birth of the Savior, of the ministry of John the Baptist, up to the outpouring of the Holy Spirit and the letters of the apostles. We have in the New Testament the phase of the first generation, and then we have the phase of the last generation. That which has happened in the meantime has indeed been revealed to us through the seven seals, because Brother Branham was commissioned to speak about it. And he has also spoken about the four horse riders, about the Antichrist, and about the whole period of time. But we won't go into that. The first phase and the last phase is very clearly described to us here. And we can say again and again, yes, the word is meant for this time. And we are very grateful for that. And we have often mentioned Matthew 24. First, the Lord speaks about what will happen to the temple, what will happen to Jerusalem, what will happen to the people of Israel. But then he gets to the point of what will happen in the end, namely that the gospel, the divine message of salvation, would be preached to all nations, and then the end would come. And that is what we are experiencing now. And when Paul and Peter especially emphasize the end times, we are thankful that we find God's holy word written directly for this phase. And even the promise that the Lord would send a prophet before the great and terrible day of the Lord would come. Everything has been written here, and we have the holy word of God, and we contend for the faith that has been once for all delivered to the saints. That is the faith in the one true God. When the Lord spoke to Israel and gave the commandments, he said, I am the Lord your God. Ye shall have no other gods besides me. God is one, and in this one God we believe, who has revealed himself to us as Father in heaven, in his Son on earth, in the Church, through the Holy Spirit. But now we come to some scriptures that are very, very important. And I really ask everyone to pay attention to God's word as if the Lord is speaking directly to us personally now. Here you go. We read from Hebrews 10, verse 36. Hebrews 10, verse 36. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise.
Amen.
Amen. We really do persevere. Some become impatient and ask, how long will it take? And when we think that John the Baptist, according to the historians, only had about 6 months to bring the message, and that our Lord only had a good 2 years, some say 3 years, but if you read the scriptures, you get the impression that it was a short period of time in which our Lord brought the message and carried out his ministry. And now, since 1933, when Brother Branham was commissioned to bring the message that would forerun the second coming of Christ, all those years have passed. But we believe what the Holy Scriptures say. God is not slack with his promise, but he cannot allow some to be lost who are destined to be in the bride church. And therefore, he waits until the last one is called and added. And then the trumpet will sound, the shout will be heard, and the voice of the archangel will resound, as it is all told to us in 1 Thessalonians 4. But let us thank the Lord that it is taking so long because God has to call out from all nations, from all languages, and this is happening in our time. Here you go. We read from Hebrews 10, verse 37. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. To this we can all truly say, Amen. But tell me, beloved brothers and sisters, that such words, which must be proclaimed today, were already written 2,000 years ago. Persevere, for yet a little while. And then he that shall come will come. And we thank the Lord. I really want to emphasize it today in such a way that all, in all nations and tongues, believe it, that the two phases, one at the first coming of Christ, the second at the second coming of Christ, have been described in a special way in this book, in the Bible. We have been given a clear, true direction from God, and it is written here. Then, of course, we have all the letters of the apostles about gifts, about ministries, about what would happen through the church and in the church in these 2,000 years. But my point today is really to emphasize that everything that is happening now is written, and we have a divine orientation in the Holy Scriptures. For yet a little while, really, a little while, and then he that shall come will come. The important thing is that we are ready every day, that when he comes, we will be taken. Here you go. We read from Hebrews 10, verse 38. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. This scripture also needs to be emphasized, that we do not fall prey to little faith or unbelief, but truly hold on to the faith out of conviction that our Lord will fulfill his promise and come again, that no one will be put to shame, no one will end up in little faith, but will persevere in the faith that has been once for all delivered to the saints. And in this unique faith that God has given us, we abide until we come from believing unto seeing. You all know, Brother Branham has spoken about the three kinds of beliefs: the true belief, the make belief, and the unbelief. We don't want to have anything to do with unbelief. This we leave to the atheists. But we don't want to have anything to do with a made-up belief either. This we leave to all the churches and all religions. We want to have to do with a faith like Abraham. We want to believe God from the heart, namely what God has promised us. And let me say it for the 100th time. True faith is only anchored in the promises of the Word of God. And therefore, we must emphasize the faith that has been once for all delivered to the saints, even in our time. And in this we remain until we come from believing unto seeing. Here you go. We read from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and self-control. Thanks be to the Lord also for this scripture. There is hardship everywhere, in families, in marriages, with the young people. Either it is sickness, trials are everywhere, but please, dear brothers and sisters, hold fast to the faith, hold fast to the promises, hold fast to what God has ordained for this time, that not the spirit of fear, of despair will prevail, but the Spirit of God, the Spirit of power, the Spirit of love, the Spirit of self-control, as God's Word tells us here. Please, in all trials, do not be brought to despair, but trust in the Lord, like Job, who is our example. He trusted in the Lord, sitting on the ash heap. But he said, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and mine eyes shall see him. And then came the twofold restitution. Even when we are in trouble and really don't know what to do, we may say in faith, I know that my Redeemer liveth. I know that he will fulfill his promise on me. For I am a child of promise. And we give thanks to our God. Please take it to heart. Give no room to fear, to unbelief, but hold fast to the faith that has been once for all delivered to the saints, including you and me forever. Thanks be to the Lord. He will give us the strength to do so. Here you go. We read from John 7, verse 38 and 39. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Thanks be to our Lord, who gave this promise, that rivers would flow when the Holy Spirit was poured out on the church, on the believers. And this happened at Pentecost, and rivers of living water flowed. Nine spiritual gifts were manifested. Nine spiritual fruits were manifested. Ministries in the church were manifested. The promise that the Lord had given while he was still here on earth was then fulfilled and is still being fulfilled today. Please, let us read on. We read from Acts 2, verse 33. Acts 2, verse 33. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has poured out, which ye now see and hear. To this we say again, Amen. And in many an email the question is, can we experience the baptism in the Spirit now? Or do we have to wait until the early and latter rain falls, until the Lord will do the consummation? Brothers and sisters, as surely as it is written, for the promise is unto you and to your children and to all whom the Lord will call. We can all have experiences of salvation with God now. Our conversion, new birth, renewing, baptism in the Spirit, every biblical experience of salvation is here for us. And when God will then make the completion, we are already grateful for that today. But we want rivers of living water to flow in the church, that it becomes a living church, that we are not a dead form, but that we are a living church of the living God, in which our Lord can continue to work and bless. And for this, let me come back to Brother Branham again. We have experienced in our time that Jesus Christ is the same, does the same, that he is Savior, Deliverer, Healer, that he really is all in all, as he always was, and that through the ministry of Brother Branham, everything has been restored in the church after all. And now all the gifts, all the ministries would have to be manifested, and we have to get down on our knees and pray through that the Lord might come to his right with all of us. If I make a comparison today, it is not to emphasize Brother Branham, but the Lord God. Brother Branham was just a man like Elijah, a man like you and me, a married man, a man who lived just like the rest of us, who drove a car, who was indeed a man like all the others, but with a divine calling. Moses was a human being like you and me, but the divine calling was the difference. Likewise with Elijah, with Abraham, all were human beings like you and me, but the extraordinary thing was the calling. And that goes back to God. And for that we thank God. Not those whom God used, but the Lord who sent them. But I want to tell you more clearly. Here we have once again the supernatural light upon Brother Branham. Dear brothers and sisters, when I say here today that I had the privilege of being present in Brother Branham's meetings in Germany, in Texas, in Jeffersonville, everywhere, this supernatural light came down when he began to pray for the sick. And only then did the supernatural ministry begin. And only then, when the presence of God was on the platform, in the meeting, did the supernatural happen. Not as long as Brother Branham was alone on the platform preaching, but only from the moment the supernatural presence was manifested did supernatural things happen. That was when the prophetic ministry was visible, just as it was with our Lord. And let me make a comparison that doesn't quite fit, but just so you know what I'm saying. Brother Branham preached 1,100 sermons. Let's just say supernatural things happened in 500 sermons. It happened in almost every sermon. But let's say only in 500 out of those 1,100 supernatural things happened that he could tell the people who were in the prayer line what disease they had, where they come from, what their name was, everything that God revealed to him, just as it happened in the ministry of the Lord. If we then assume that only 10 times in each meeting something supernatural happened, then we come to 5,000 times in which supernatural things happened in Brother Branham's meetings. But it happened even in more meetings. That is only a weak comparison, because he prayed for more than 5 or 10. He sometimes prayed for 15, for 20. I just say it because God did not owe us an answer. He has revealed himself in our time, as he did in the days of our beloved Lord and Savior, and has done the same as he did then. And therefore, we thank the Lord that it was not just some man who came on the scene like all the great prosperity evangelists who run to and fro on the platform and who think much of themselves and take people's money and talk of miracles and signs. It was a man sent by God with a message of God, with a divine confirmation. Brothers and sisters, we are dealing with God, with the promises, with the final phase in which all this had to happen. What has happened in our time? And now, with those who have believed the divine message, and that is the faith that has been once for all delivered to the saints. I do not judge, but if you can say in faith, John 17:17 was fulfilled with me, when our Lord said, I sanctify myself for them, that they also may be sanctified in truth. If you have not only been saved, not only experienced the new birth, the renewal, but have experienced the sanctification by the Holy Word, and can truly say, I believe that the Lord has sanctified me in His Word. And therefore, only the truly redeemed, the called out, the elect, have the right to believe all that God has ordained for this phase. And brothers and sisters, all of you are among them. Praised and glorified be the name of the Lord. Here you go. We read from 1 John 5, verse 4. 1 John 5, verse 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Amen. Again and again faith. With whom is the faith the victory? With the elect, with those who believe from the heart. And that is why we have to emphasize this verse again and again. We are not contending for any faith, but for the faith that has been once for all delivered to the saints, to the elect, to the redeemed, to the beloved, to those ordained by God before the foundation of the world to believe now. So, let us believe with all our hearts that everything the Lord has promised us will come to pass. Here you go. We read from Romans 10, verse 17. Romans 10, verse 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Thanks be to the Lord. Faith comes from the preaching of the divine message. And therefore, we must put the emphasis on the fact that it was said, the message will forerun the second coming of Christ. And the message is the full gospel, the divine message of salvation, which includes everything, every teaching, every blessing, everything that God has promised us, He has given us in Christ Jesus. Before that, they were promises, but then the promises became reality. And that is why the scripture says, how could He not also give us everything with Him? All that He promised, He gave to us by grace, by the power of the accomplished redemption, through His precious and holy blood. We have a New Testament. We have a new covenant. And we are heirs of God and co-heirs with Jesus Christ. And therefore, we thank the Lord for all that He has given us. Here you go. We read from Romans 10, verse 15. Romans 10, verse 15. And how shall they preach except they be sent? Let us also say this with emphasis. If God had not found a messenger, then no one would have known what the Lord promised for this phase. Let us say it clearly, without getting personal. Have all the denominations, have all the churches, have all the evangelists proclaimed the end time message? No. They have all proclaimed their own doctrines, their own programs, and done what they have laid down in their creeds. Don't be angry with me, but all Baptist preachers must preach what is set forth in their creed. All Methodists, all Lutherans must preach what has been laid down for their church. But the faith, the true faith, which has been delivered to the saints once and for all, not a self-made faith, which all have, but the true faith, which has been delivered to the saints, has only been revealed through the preaching of the word. Before that, we could not believe at all. Only when what God had promised was proclaimed could we believe. And God had to find a messenger to proclaim the matter at hand. And that is why the Holy Scriptures took care of that too. How can someone preach to them without being sent to do so? And when we read about John the Baptist, he was a man sent by God. And then of Brother Branham, a man sent from God. Here the first coming, here before the second coming. Brothers and sisters, we have found grace with God and have known the promises for this time, and have also received and accepted the one whom God has sent. For only those who receive the messengers of God in faith will be able to believe the message they proclaim. And we believe the message, the end time message, with all our hearts. Here you go. We read from John 8, verse 29. John 8, 29. And he that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. Imagine, even our Lord and Savior said, he who sent me is with me, because I always do what is pleasing in his sight. And be honest, only those who received and accepted Jesus Christ at that time experienced the salvation of God. Over all the others, the Lord had to weep bitterly and say, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, oh, that you had known in this your hour what is for your peace. Think of it, with the Torah, with the Word of God, with the whole Old Testament, the scribes made their own faith and could not believe, as the scripture says. They have their Talmud, the Babylonian Talmud, the Jerusalem Talmud, the Tamara. They have written books and added them. But although they have read the Psalms, but they have given their own interpretations. Brothers and sisters, it is the same today. Everyone reads from the Bible. Even those who have their self-made faith, everyone reads from the Bible. When a Catholic priest does the sprinkling of water on the infant, he's referring to the words of the Lord, that we are to be born again of water and the Spirit. He refers to the words of Jesus, dips in, and in the name of the Father, dips in the name of the Son, and dips in the name of the Holy Spirit. Now you are born again of water and Spirit. All use God's word and have brought their own doctrines to ruin and mislead the people. There is no other way to say it. You get angry when you think about it, that with God, with God's word, people are misled. May the Lord God grant grace that many more may be called out. And the biblical teachings, everything has been restored. The doctrine about the Godhead, about water baptism, about faith, about conversion, about the new birth, about the baptism in the Spirit. All the biblical teachings have been restored and proclaimed in their original way. We have been brought back to the beginning. And only the elect will come out from everywhere, from all self-made faith, and return and believe, as the scripture says. Here you go. We read from John 20, verse 21. John 20, 21. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you. Amen. And again, amen. Our Lord commissioned those whom he had appointed to preach his word, the divine message of salvation. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. This is very, very important. And brothers and sisters, Paul could say where he was called, what he was told, what his commission was. And if you read Acts 26, you will find what else he said there, that the Lord had appeared to him and sent him to the Gentiles to open their eyes through his preaching, to open their eyes through a divine commission, through a divine proclamation of the word. People's spiritual eyes are opened, their spiritual ears are unstopped, and they hear and see what God has promised and what the Lord does by grace. And so I thank the Lord that he also used the word sent in my calling. That is as true as God lives, as true as the Bible is God's holy word, that the Lord said on the 2nd of April 1962, your time for this city is soon over. I will send you to other cities to preach my word. And that is what I have done in the past years, worldwide, traveling from city to city, from country to country, preaching the precious and holy word. Now the Lord will make the finishing. Let me say in summary, we are thankful to the Lord God that we truly find the first phase and the last phase of the church described in this word, and all that happened back then and would happen now, and that God has given us the grace to believe what he has promised. May this meeting also be a blessing to all throughout the earth. Please believe as the scripture says, and the Lord will see to it that we are part of it when the trumpet sounds and the Lord comes again to take us home. As surely as only those will be there who now receive the divine message of salvation, the divine commission, the divine sending, and what God has promised and done and is still doing for this phase, only they will be there, because they believe, as the scripture says, all others believe what they themselves say about the scriptures. We believe what the scripture says and how it says it. There we have the difference between true faith and a self-made belief. May God grant grace that we may all examine ourselves to see if we stand in the true faith as Abraham did, who heard and believed the promise and saw it come to pass, that we too may hear and believe and see and experience all the promises in fulfillment. May the blessing of Almighty God and divine clarity through the Holy Spirit be given to all who hear the last divine message through the transmission in all their languages, and be prepared for the return of Jesus Christ. Be patient and persevere, for the return of the Lord is near. God bless you all, and be with you all, in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us stand up for prayer. Brother Borg will give thanks. Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for Thy precious word. We thank Thee. Thy word is effectual. It does not return to You void. Only when it has accomplished what You send it to do. Thank You for the proclamation of the word this morning. We thank You for the faith that has been delivered to the saints once and for all. Lord, we thank You for all the scriptures we have read and heard. Bless Your people worldwide. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.